You know, I'm very envious, not jealous, envious of Sienna's relationship with her husband, because I feel like it's a great relationship. Because I based, when people ask me, what kind of girl are you looking for? First of all, I don't have a type anymore.
Yeah.
I've tried it all.
It's out the window, just anyone.
Anyone breathing. But I envy your relationship because I will say I am looking for my homie lover friend. Mm-hmm. Someone that'll be my homie, a lover, and a friend. And you guys have that. And I will say her parents are homie lover friends.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying, I'll be honest.
Everyone's in successful relationships. So I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like Sienna married her dad.
Ooh, okay.
Your dad and your husband, Ivan, getting to know all of you guys in the past 3 years, I don't know anybody that dislikes your dad or Ivan. They're very much the same extroverts, life of the party, loud but not too loud. And everyone, would you agree, JD? Everyone loves her dad and her husband.
I couldn't agree more. It makes me want to just ask Sienna, what's the one wrong thing about each of them? Do they share a wrong?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Share a wrong.
Is there anything in common that they both do wrong that you and your mom can be like, oh, girl, yeah.
Tidy-whities.
Tidy-whities.
Just having lived with my dad for so long and then obviously now living with my husband, I have grown up to see my dad. He's probably like, why are you calling me out like this? Or maybe he doesn't even know he does it. But if he can't find something, he immediately blames my mom for misplacing it. And my mom will be like, I didn't touch it. So that's where their little bickering comes in.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Steph, that's my mom's name. Steph, where'd you put it? And she's like, I didn't touch it, Bobby. So they're over here bickering. And I realized my husband does the same damn thing. He'll be like, where are my headphones? Where'd you put them? I was like, I didn't put them anywhere. I didn't touch them. He comes back 20 minutes later. He's like, oh, they're over here. Exactly.
Dude.
So those kinds of things I do see my dad and my husband.
You married your dad.
I know. They can make friends anywhere. My mom always says, like, oh, Bobby's off doing something because he's talking to someone. And I'm like, oh, who's that? She's like, I met him 10 minutes ago. And that's the same way my husband Ivan is.
The latest. Did you see who showed up to my karaoke night with Sienna's parents?
No.
My best friend, white boy Zach.
Oh, this is right.
They showed up together. I didn't know that until Zach told me.
I didn't know they showed up together.
Dude, Zach goes over to their house now. They'll watch the fight.
Shut your mouth.
Yes.
Hold on. Wait, I did not know that Zach goes over.
Yes.
Yes, my dad will send me photos. And to do you one better, my other friend last weekend, he went over to my house to hang out with my parents because he was like, I had nothing to do. I live down the street from them. And he was there. So I'm like, our friends are going over to my parents' house without us being there, Joey.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Did you ever think in your lifetime as you're dating around, I want to meet someone who's like my father? Because I know there is something that, you know, with guys, you want to marry someone who's similar to your mother, if you have a great relationship with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted someone who was at my beck and call.
Your beck and call?
And then Bobby comes flying down.
Wait, what's a beck and call?
No, my dad has just always given me the princess treatment. Not spoiled to where I'm a brat, but to where I know what I deserve. And when I get a man, he was just always so good at like, hey, Dad, I'm running late. Can you clean my shoes while I get ready and finish my makeup? And he'll do that. Or, hey, Dad, I'll buy a Starbucks. Can you run and get it? And he'll go do that.
Yeah.
So it's those things that I would try to force Ivan to do because, you know, as
he does
learning,
that, though, now.
He does it, yeah. But learning to be my husband at first, he was like, oh, okay. So it's easy now. But
you trained him. Saying it's easy now is like you checking a box.
You know that book and movie, How to Train a Dragon, written by Sienna? She can train dragons and men. It's crazy.
That is me.
It is really crazy getting to know them. I was like, man, Ivan and your dad are one of the same.
Yeah, and then they're over there cheering each other on. Like when my dad went up to perform his song at your karaoke event, Ivan's over here yelling, that's my suegro, that's my suegro.
Oh,
like,
I love that. That's my father-in-law. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they just cheer each other on.
God. Family makes me sick.
Wow, dude, you're dating your dad. That's super weird.
I know, it's so weird when you say it like that.
But listen, I give my daughter Giabella the princess treatment, so I hope, because I like to set the standard.
Exactly.
Your dad set the standard, and you found a man just like your dad. So hopefully Gia finds a man better than me, though. I want my daughter to find a man better than me. Like, you treat her like the princess she is.
But at least the bar's not in hell, because I feel so bad for my girlies who, like, the basic things is what they want. And I'm like, no, we deserve better.
You know what it is? Dating, and I haven't dated much as of late, but the dating that I have had the past few years, and it's not their fault, obviously, but most women, it's such a shame, have what they call, I don't know if there's a better term, daddy issues. Because they didn't have present dads.
Yeah.
Or their dads weren't there. And I could understand how that would affect a girl's perception of what a man is.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Yeah.
And more than, I'd say 80% of them would admit, oh yeah, I got daddy issues.
Yeah. And I've just been blessed to, like you guys said, see my parents be together for so long. My brother's been with his wife for 13 years now. Me and my husband been together for 7. So I think we've just had that example from day one. So I'm just lucky in that sense, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No poppy problems.
No poppy problems.
You married your dad, though.
When you put it that way, that's the weird part about it.
Who's the supreme poppy?
Ew, I don't like that.
Enjoy this. Yeah.
Who's daddy and
who do you really call daddy?
Yeah. All right, we're done here.
We want to hear some stories. How did you marry your dad?
602-805-0101.
It's just Wednesday,
by the way. Dry hump Wednesday.
Dry hump Wednesday. Yep. Why are you dry humping your dad? Morgan calls up next.